Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Gopi Janna Ballava Gnivarida. Jaya Gopi Janna Vallava Gnivaridhari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Jasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Gopi Janna Ballabha Girivare Dhari. Jaya Gopi Janna Ballabha Girivare Dhari. Narada Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Dham Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrata Katarja Shrotaritya Shishrimat Abhay Charanaravindam Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrata Katarja Ashtotaritya Shishrimat Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai. Skan Vibhiti Sangstabakacharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Sikaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gogopinath Shama Kund Radha Kund Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Sri Maya Purnavadi Dham Ki Jai. Ganga Maya Jamuna Maya Ki Jai. Sri Mari Tulsi Devi Ki Jai. Sri Mari Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Grantaraj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Samveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. So today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 24, entitled Chanting the Song Sung by Lord Shiva, text number 79. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Gitaṁ mayedam naradeva nandanaha. Gitaṁ mayedam naradeva nandanaha. Parasya pungsa paramatmanastavam. Parasya pungsa paramatmanastavam. Japanta ega gradiyastapumahat. Japanta ega चापंत एक आग्रदियास्तपो महा चारध्वमंते थ अपेक्ष्यते पितम् चारध्वम अन्ते तथा अप्स्यते पितम् गीतं मयेदं नरदेव नन्दनः परस्य पुंसा परमात्मनस्तवम् जपन्त एकाग्रदियस्तपो महा चरध्वमन्ते तथा अप्स्यते पितम् गीतं मयेदं नरदेव नन्दनः परस्य पुंसा परमात्मनस्तवम् जपन्त एकाग्रदियस्तपो महात् चराध्वमन्ते तत अप्स्यते शितम् गीतं मयेदं नरदेव नन्दना परस्य पुंसा परमात्मनस्तवम् जपन्त एकाग्रदियस्तपो महात् चराध्वमन्ते तथाप्स्यते पृष्टम् गीतं मयेदं नरदेव नन्दनः परस्य पुंसा परमात्मनस्तवम् चपन्त एकाग्रदियस्तपो महात् चराध्वमन्ते तथाप्स्यते श्रितम् गीतं मयेदं नरदेव नन्दना परस्य पुंसा परमात्मनस्तवम् चपन्त एकाग्रदियस्तपो महत् चराध्वमन्ते तथाप्स्यते पितम् गीतं मयेदं नरदेव नन्दनः नरदेव नन्दना परस्य पुंसा परमात्मनस्तवम् जपन्त एकाग्रदियस्तपो महा चरध्वमन्ते तथाप्स्यते पितम् लेडीज गीतं मयेदं नरदेव नन्दना परस्य पुंसा परमात्मनस्तवम् जपन्त एकाग्रदियस्तपो महान् चराध्वमन्ते तथाप्स्यपेक्षितम् गीतं sung Maya by me idam this Narada-deva nandanaha. O sons of the king, Parashya, of the supreme, Pumsaha, personality of Godhead, Paramatmanaha, the supersoul of everyone, Stavam, prayer, Japantaha, chanting, Ekagra, perfect attention, Diyaha, intelligence, Tapaha, austerities, Mahat, great, Charadvam, you practice, Ante, at the end, Tataha, thereafter, Apsyata, will achieve, Ipsitam, the desired result. Translation. My dear sons of the king, the prayers I have recited to you are meant for pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supersoul. I advise you to recite these prayers, which are as effective as great austerities. In this way, when you are mature, your life will be successful, and you will certainly achieve all your desired objectives without fail. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. If we persistently engage in devotional service, certainly all our desires will be fulfilled in due course of time. Thus then, the Bhaktivedanta purports of the fourth canto, 24th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Chanting the Song, sung by Lord Shiva. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Mditam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Kuruti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Taraham Bande Shri Gurun Dinataranam Paramananda Maravam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram. So, this is a short purport. It's only one sentence. But it says a lot. Lord Shiva's prayers were given to the, or originally given to him by Lord Brahma. Lord Shiva received these prayers. The texts are text 33 through 68, although there's 79 verses in this chapter. The prayers actually are through verses number 33 to verse 68. That's 35 verses. And that consists of the actual prayer that Lord Shiva is reciting for the Prachetas, the sons of King Prachinabarhi, to understand and to recite themselves. So Lord Shiva informs that when we were given this prayer by our father, that means Lord Brahma, and we recited this prayer, and through its recitation we could perform our duties. Lord Shiva gives, after giving the prayers to the Prachetas, after reciting the prayers for them, he instructs them that you chant this. In this verse, we learn that the prayers are as effective as austerities. Generally, persons who are interested in spiritual life, they perform various austerities. They voluntarily take some difficulty or trouble so that they may progress in spiritual life. Right? Austerities. But here we see that Lord Shiva is advising the Prachetas that by these prayers you can get the same result as great austerities. Well, in this age of Kali, it's not easy to perform great austerities. Right? Previously, the sages would meditate for many thousands of years. And they would sometimes sit in the winter in the freezing cold stream up to their neck and be able to meditate. Or in the summer, in the heat of the summer, they would make a fire and sit in the middle of that fire, right under the sun. Right? So these are great austerities. But who can do that today? Right? Very difficult. So Srila Prabhupada said, you know, our austerity is that we eat halava. That's our austerity. Right? In other words, when Srila Prabhupada says we eat halava, that means we only eat food that is offered to Krishna. Right? What's offered to the Lord, we eat that. We don't eat other things. That's our austerity. People are so fond of giving some treat to the tongue. So we see in a big city like Bombay, there's so many thousands and thousands of restaurants. Right? Every day, a new restaurant is opening. This restaurant and that restaurant, Italian food and Thai food and Chinese food. Right? Because people are very fond of, following their tongue around to different places and tasting different things. Right? Therefore, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that the senses are a network of paths just leading us to death. Right? We see in the different animals, and they have different powerful senses, or they have senses that that lead them around. Just like the Prabhupada gives the example of the fisherman goes out and he puts a little worm on his hook and throws it into the water for what? To catch the fish, right? So Prabhupada says the fish has so many things to eat in the water, but to experience that different taste, the fish goes after the worm on the hook. And he's caught. Right? The moth is very attracted by the light. Right? In the summertime, you can see when there's a light, a street light at night, so many bugs are flying around, moths are flying around. They're attracted by the light. But if you have a candle, the moths are also attracted by the light coming from the fire of the candle. And due to that attraction of seeing, they fly into the flame and they're finished. People have this attraction for sightseeing. Go here, see there, see this. There's an old saying in English, curiosity killed the cat. People are curious too. So hearing, sound vibration. For many people, their whole life is music. Right? Music. Srila Prabhupada gives the example, the deer also is very fond of hearing. And sometimes the hunter plays a flute very nicely. And by playing that music, the deer becomes attracted. But what it does is allow the hunter to get close so that he can actually kill the deer. Right? So for that enjoyment of hearing, the deer is killed or captured. And the elephant, Srila Prabhupada says, you know how such a huge elephant, right? But they can capture the elephant. How do they capture the elephant? Srila Prabhupada explains they dig a big pit, and on the other side of the pit they put one female elephant, right? And when the male elephant sees the, and they cover it with grass, when the male elephant sees the female elephant on the other side of the pit, he runs to the female, after the female, and falls in the pit. Such a big animal is captured, right? So Srila Prabhupada says, in animals, in animal forms, they have one sense that is very strong. But how dangerous it is for human beings, because all of their senses are pulling them this way and that way. So austerity is required, right? But we have to know what is proper austerity, right? What is that austerity? So guidance is required. Generally speaking, people, they don't get proper guidance as to what should be done in life, what should be not done in life. One requires guru. Otherwise, the Vedic literatures are very vast, and if you try to understand what should be done and how to move forward in spiritual life without proper guidance, one can get lost. Just like Vedic yajnas are there prescribed in the Vedic literatures, right? But if you don't have proper guidance, it will seem like the worship of Indra is the supreme. There are so many Vedic yajnas for Indra. And if you don't understand properly, if you don't have proper guidance, then you won't understand that these ritualistic performances of Vedic yajnas, they have little or no effect in the Kali Yuga. Right? One who has proper guidance will understand that in the Kali Yuga, the only effective yajna is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, a Sankirtan yajna, as given to us by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So here we can see that austerities, the Prachetas, they wanted to sit down and perform austerities so they would get the fulfillment of their objectives. And Srila Prabhupada mentions also in the purport, if we persistently engage in devotional service, certainly all our desires will be fulfilled in due course of time. So desire is a very, very powerful thing, right? Just imagine when the Vishnu form of the Lord lies down on the bed of Anantasesha, right? At that time, he's desiring again to create the different planetary systems and bodies of the living entities. And he's going to do that through his agent, Lord Brahma. But due to the desires it's described of the living entities, right? A lotus flower protrudes from his navel. And it grows and grows, and on top of that, Lord Brahma is born. Right? So desire. The characteristic of the living entity is that they have desires. The living entity, Srila Prabhupada describes, can never become desireless. Nishkam. If you literally translate it, without desire. Right? But what is that? Huh? The Mayavadis are those who wrongly interpret the Vedic literatures, who speculate. They imagine some kind of state where the living entity doesn't have any desires anymore. But that's due to a poor fund of knowledge. Their conclusion comes due to a poor fund of knowledge. The living entity always has desires. Matas mithir jnanam apohanam cha. And the Paramatma is reminding the living entity of the desires that they have to enjoy in this material world in various ways. Desire is there. Desire is with the Supreme Lord. And as small particles of the Supreme Lord, we also have various desires. The difficulty is that when that desire is dovetailed in cooperation with the desire of the Lord, that is the natural constitutional position of the living entity. The problem comes in when the living entity has a desire to no longer cooperate with the pleasure of the Lord, but to try to enjoy himself. That's the material world. Everyone in the material world has that problem, or particular conditioned nature due to this desire being improperly situated. So when Srila Prabhupada mentions here in the purport, certainly all our desires will be fulfilled in due course of time. What does that mean? People come to devotional service for different reasons, as it states in the Bhagavad Gita. Some people are in search of wealth. Some persons are inquisitive, are in distress. Right? Srila Prabhupada explains how we have seen that due to some problem or due to some economic problem, people come to devotional service, persons come to devotional service, and when their economic problem is solved, they go away. Right? So it's understandable that persons may come with some desire. They're interested about what is spiritual life. How do I solve the problems of life? Why am I suffering? They're inquisitive, right? Or they have some difficulty. Are they in search of some wealth? Right? And Srila Prabhupada explains that that's fine because they're at least coming to Krishna for the solution of those problems. But pure devotional service is another thing. Pure devotional service is having one desire, and that is the satisfaction of Krishna. And the perfect example of that are the devotees in Braj. The devotees in Braj don't have any other desire, especially And the highest example of the devotees in Braj are the gopis. They don't have any other desire except the pleasure of Krishna. Their whole being and existence is for the pleasure of Krishna. So when Srila Prabhupada says, if we persistently engage in devotional service, certainly all our desires will be fulfilled. He's talking about that desire. Having our desire one with the desire of Krishna. The desire to please Krishna. Yes, it is a fact that by rendering devotional service, sometimes Krishna satisfies our material desires. He does. But it would be wrong to think that devotional service is meant for satisfying my material desires. Because devotional service, as instructed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, Srila Narottam Das Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baladev Vidyabhushan, and more recently, Srila Satchidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and His Divine Grace, Om Vishnu Pad, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, have instructed that devotional service is Anya Bilashita Shunyam, Dharmadi Kanadiya Navritum, Anukulyena Krishnanu, Shivanam Bhakta Upanam. It's without any desire for the enjoying the results of fruitive activities, our mental speculation. So certainly, we want to be persistent in devotional service, but at the same time, we should understand what pure devotional service is. We should understand what the goal of pure devotional service is. Because you can get stuck in a particular area. Just like a yogi who doesn't progress beyond the platform of offering the results of his activities, that's a karma yogi. Right? A yogi who doesn't progress beyond acquiring knowledge, being interested to acquire knowledge, he's stuck at Jnana Yoga, right? And it's only those persons who are very progressive in spiritual life and can come all the way to the platform of pure devotional service, they're successful in Bhakti Yoga. So Srila Prabhupada has given us this International Society for Krishna Consciousness so that we can come to the highest platform of devotional service. It's about pure devotional service. It's not about anything else. It's not as some religions of the world are there for economic development. They pray to God, "Oh God, give us our daily bread." You know, there's a prayer in the Christian faith. Our Father who art in heaven, give us our daily bread. Right? It's not about bread. Srila Prabhupada describes how when the communists were taking over Russia, there was great starvation. And so the communists would tell the people, okay, go into the church and pray for bread. So when they came out of the church, the communists would have a truckload of bread. And they say, okay, now pray to us. And then they would give them the bread. See? It's not about a bread problem. Right? Certainly, nityo nityanam, chaitanas chaitananam, the Supreme Lord is supplying all the necessities for the living entities. Right? But he's doing that. Right? Modern society is that people don't understand that. That the ultimately, whatever facilities they're getting is coming from the Supreme Lord. So Srila Prabhupada started this movement so that we can come to the platform of pure devotional service. Therefore, we should understand what the goal is. Now, somehow or another, the Sankirtan movement will go on for the next 10,000 years. Mm-hmm. As long as the devotees in it keep the goal fixed, as long as they don't get, distracted by something else. What is that distraction? The distraction is various material desires. So many material desires are there. Of course, this advice that Lord Shiva is giving to the Prachetas and Srila Prabhupada is giving to us is very important so that we don't become distracted or detoured by our material desires. And that is to persistently engage in devotional service. And how do we persistently? Persistent means if someone is very persistent, what does that mean? It means that even though there may be some obstacles, he doesn't let it deter him. Even though there may be some criticism from some quarter, he's persistent or continues to engage in devotional service. In spite of all the difficulties, in spite of all the criticism, right? He goes forward. And certainly, if you're going to try to progress in spiritual life, there will be many envious persons to come and disturb you. Right? They'll say so many things behind the back, and that's disturbing. But the devotee who is persistent, that never mind for that. As Srila Prabhupada used to say, the dogs bark, but the hati goes on. I remember in the Padyatra, for the celebration of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's 500th birth anniversary, ISKCON started a All India Padyatra. And it started in Dwarka in 1984. I think it was around Radhastami, if I'm not mistaken. Huh? So all devotees from all over India, we went to Dwarka, right? And there was a huge kirtan. And the ISKCON organized, fed all the Brahmins in Dwarka. And they raised a special flag. And all the devotees were there. So many sannyasis from around the world, and Jayapataka Swami, and Gopal Krishna Maharaj, and Lokanath Swami. Big kirtan through the streets of Dwarka. Big celebration. We installed Nitai Gorsundar, I think was their name. Right? And those are the Gaur Nitai Didis in Srila Prabhupada's Bhajan Kutir in Mayapur. Have you ever seen? There's a set of big Gorni Thai deities. So those were installed in that day in 1984 in Dwarka. During that, the beginning of the Padyatra. All India Padyatra. Culminating after walking all the way around India, they were going to come to Mayapur in Gaur Purnima 1986, which would be the day, the 500th year of the celebration of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, appearance. Right? So it was a big thing, came in the newspapers. So after the festival, there was a big kirtan. went through all the streets of Dwarka and then left Dwarka on its way on the Padyatra. Thousands of devotees, right? And then after we got out of Dwarka, you know, we were doing kirtan. And I don't know if you've ever been to Dwarka, but after you leave Dwarka, it's nothing but a desert. There's nothing out there. There's not even a tree out there, right? And then it dawned on us, hey, we're hungry. And there's all these thousands of devotees, and it became, you know, apparent that, well, we got to organize this, right? So I remember Jayapataka Swami got out his computer and sat in the van and was trying to do something on the computer, and somebody was, Tattva Darshan, was trying to get some huge pots that he bought, and they were so huge nobody could even lift them, right? And I realized this is unorganized. We had a camel, we had an elephant. They also had to have food. Right? So it required organization. Yes, walking. And they changed the whole scene after a while. And the reason why I'm relating this story is because about the elephant and the dogs. But anyway, instead of trying to cook, they changed the program. And what they did was, they got rid of those huge pots because they were impossible to carry anyway. You know, they weighed a ton, right? So what they did was they went ahead to each village. It was called the advance party. And they would meet whoever the leader of the village was, the village panchayat or something like that, right? And they would explain, the devotees are coming, they're coming to your village. And they would have them organize a reception, a place to stay for all the devotees, and prasadam. So for the whole time, nobody had to cook, because every village, they cooked for the devotees. Right? So the wherever the elephant went, her name was Lakshmi, right? And a very nice elephant, but if she didn't get fed on time, she would become disturbed. She would get angry, you know. And whenever she went through the village, just to bring us back to the point, was that the dogs would bark. But Lakshmi, she never cared for those dogs. I remember one time we were in the Dandikaranda forest, which is an Adivasi area between Gujarat and Maharashtra. Right? Silvassa. It starts in Silvassa, goes all the way up to Trimbakeshwar near Nasik. Right? So it's complete jungle. Difficult to get anything there. Whatever villages were there, they were complete... Adivasi villages. You don't even find one dukan or store. And that day, they didn't feed Lakshmi because they didn't organize it. They didn't have it. What her food was is that she would get 2 buckets of rice, right? Every day. And besides that, the mahout, he would cut branches from the trees as they were walking. And he would keep that, and at night, you know, he would feed her. So she would eat all these branches and leaves, and then her dessert was 2 buckets of soaked rice. She would eat that. So for a couple of days, they never gave her the rice. And one devotee was telling me, she's very angry. But anyway, we went walking, and we were going up a hill. And in the Padyatra, they had a set of Gornitai Didis. And one devotee would carry them on his head. Sometimes you still see there's devotees that carry Gornitai Didis on their head. But that started in the Padyatra. And the mahout was telling the devotees, don't get too near to her. And so the devotees would stay behind the elephant and do kirtan. So one devotee had some, you know, the great idea, the brainy idea that he's going to go in front of Lakshmi. So he and the devotee that's carrying the deities, they start to pass Lakshmi. And she saw them out of the corner of her eye when they got right about to her shoulder. And she just took her trunk and she hit them. But whack. And they both went flying. And one devotee landed on the ground and she took her leg and she pinned his legs with her leg. You can imagine, elephants weigh about 3 tons or 4 tons, right? And she had that devotee's leg pinned. If she wanted to, she could have crushed him. But she didn't. She just kept him pinned. He couldn't move. And then the mahout, he jumped off the elephant and started screaming and shouting and beating her, you know. And then she just slowly lifted up her leg and let him go. So after that, the devotees never missed Lakshmi's rice. Never, ever. They made sure that she got her rice. So the Lord, he works in very wonderful ways. The devotees can testify to that because it was a very kind of free lifestyle. You wake up in the morning, you have Mangal Arati, and you walk. You didn't have to think about anything else. Some devotees during the day were doing book distribution. While they were walking, they would stop the trucks on the highway and get them to take books, sell books. Right? Nobody knew where, you know, their next meal was coming from, but every day, Krishna arranged not only prasadam, very nice prasadam. Because when the word spread around the various villages and towns that, you know, in this village they did this reception, well, the next village would try and do a better reception. And they gave this prasadam, they would try and give better prasadam. Right? So the devotees had everything taken care of, right? By the arrangement of Krishna. And the devotees finally reached Mayapur, 1986, Gaur Purnima Day. There was a huge kirtan and reception for the Padyatra. And the Gaur Purnima festival was that year was ecstatic. And then it came time, after the festival, they were going to continue the Padyatra because the devotees liked it so much they wanted to keep walking. Even after the completion of that parikrama. In fact, you know, they're still out there walking in Padyatra. But when it came time for the carts to go, Jayapataka Swami came to Lokanath Swami and he said, "Listen, I have one request." He said, "You don't take these deities. Let them stay here in Mayapur. I'll get you a new set of deities for the Padyatra, but you keep these deities here." Right? Very special, very special deities that from the commemoration of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's 500th anniversary. So those are there in Prabhupada's Bhajan Kutir. If you ever have the opportunity to visit Mayapur, Srila Prabhupada's Bhajan Kutir, you can have darshan of those big Gornitai deities that were from the Padyatra. So are there any questions, comments? I was going to tell another story, but I'll leave it for another day because it's kind of late. Well, it's a nice story, but I'll leave it for another day because it takes time. It's about the programmers in America, the deprogrammers. They used to capture devotees and try to make them into karmis again because their parents were so upset that they became devotees. They would hire these Gunda-type people to kidnap the devotees and try to turn them back into karmis, to eat meat again. They were called deprogrammers. But I'll leave that story for next time. Any questions? Yeah.
I have one.
Yeah.
Prabhuji, the Lord Krishna has created the whole universe, everything. Well, that being the case, the living entity is created by Lord Krishna. And the living entity is created by Lord Krishna. And there is a choice given to the living entity, either to choose realization of the God or to go in other manner, and then your realization is postponed. But why this choice is given to the living entity in the first place?
Well, the living entity has something called free will. If the living entity didn't have that choice, then there'd be no question of love. Right? Love is not forced thing. Love is by our free will. So therefore, the living entity has free will to choose to love Krishna. But our, in the conditioned state, we're diverting our love to something else. Love of country, love of community, love of family, love of so many other things. But that love is actually meant to be directed towards Krishna. Love in the material world is actually lust. And when that same is directed towards Krishna, then it becomes actual love.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Okay, thank you very much. Grantrad Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai go prema nandi hari hari bol.